I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While many Christians have made changes in their celebrations this year, MNN's Greg Yoder says many Christians are breathing a little easier today.
Extremists called off their plans to shut down the Indian state of Orissa with an illegal strike Christmas Day. Orissa's battered and abused Christians are relieved. Two extremist groups called it off, saying they're now seeking reconciliation and dialogue rather than more violence. Government threats to arrest the leaders may have caused the cancellation. Hindu extremists have been on a campaign of terror in Orissa since August 23rd, when their leader was murdered. Maoists claimed responsibility. The extremists used it to attack Christians, killing an estimated 500 people. Thousands of homes damaged, churches and prayer halls have also been destroyed, and many remain homeless. Pray that God will use this situation to strengthen the church. GFA needs your help to fund relief efforts. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Next, in Iran, Christians make up less than 0.5% of the population. Sharia law has taken its toll on the church. But Sat7's David Harder says, despite the brutality faced by Christians, the church is growing. Without a safe place to practice or share their faith, though, believers have been forced underground. Sat7 Pars is one avenue they're relying on for teaching.
For many people, not only in Iran, but also in Afghanistan and even in Tajikistan, where they speak Farsi derivative languages, some people are using the broadcasts as their only church service. They will actually gather regularly to watch the program.
Because the Christians in Iran feel isolated, Harder says they need prayer support and spiritual encouragement from Solidarity. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.